91X News.
It's 16 degrees and cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm S.C. Shepherd. High school students were roaming around the halls this morning for the fall open house. The event kicked off at 9 this morning and lasted until noon, with students from across Ontario browsing through various college programs. The coordinator of recruitment and special events, Chantel Diltz, talked about why this open house is unique.
This is the only one that's offered during the weekday, and the big difference is that we bus the high schools in. So there's usually a larger volume. It's the biggest open house of the year in terms of participation numbers.
Booths were set up in the main gym to showcase each program offered by the college, with staff and students present to answer questions. Over 20 representatives from other Ontario colleges were also present. Loyalists will be welcoming guest chefs from around the Quinney area next week. They'll be working alongside culinary students. QNET's Candidate Rose Gagnon has more.
The Loyalist College Culinary Program is hosting 4 dinners with local guest chefs and winemakers from the area. The dinners are scheduled for an evening once every second month, starting in October and ending in March. Culinary Lab Technician Scott Royce said these chefs are locally known and will give an opportunity to the students in the culinary program to work alongside them.
These are the chefs that are in our community. They have a reputation. People know who they are, and that's kind of creating a further buzz for us as well, so it's good.
The dinners will be held here on campus at Resto 213 and the Culinary Student-Run Restaurant. Spots are limited for the guest chef nights, with some already sold out. Candice Rosquinho, QNET News, Belleville.
For more information on how to book your reservations, please visit qnetnews.ca. The federal conservatives say a candidate running in Toronto is no longer their official representative. Gandish Grenwell, who is running in the Mississauga and Malton region, wrote in an editorial that referred to homosexuality as unnatural behavior and heterosexuals as normal. He made the comment in relation to an NDP private members bill passed in the Ontario legislature in June. The bill removed public funding for services designed to change or direct the sexual orientation or gender identity of a patient. A spokeswoman for the Tories says Grenwell's comments are not reflective of the views of the Conservative Party of Canada. Premier Kathleen Wynne says she's agreed to exclude the media from all 3 events she has scheduled today with a Communist Party official from China. The request came from Chinese officials who will be visiting the premier today as part of the Industrial Cooperation Forum in Toronto. Wynne searched for words as she tried to explain why she agreed to close the doors at events that would normally be open in Canada.
Well, let me just say that these are people who are coming from Jiangsu province who are coming to interact with us, and they have a series of requests that they've put in.
Wynne says there will be largely ceremonial interactions with Chinese officials, and her staff later said they would try to open one of her events with the communist officials today to the media. A polar bear born in Australia is taking up residence in northern Ontario. Henry, a 2.5-year-old bear who has been living in SeaWorld Australia, will be the newest addition to the Cochrane polar bear habitat. It took over several flights and a ride in a specialized vehicle before reaching the facility in Cochrane. The manager of the facility says it's a bit of a homecoming for Henry, whose father was orphaned in the wild in Quebec before being taken in by SeaWorld. In addition to being open to the public, they promote conservation and provide non-invasive research opportunities for scientists studying polar bears. More than 20 members of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative from across Ontario are pressing for action on toxic algae in Lake Erie and Asian carp in Lake Ontario. Group members have met with cabinet ministers and MPPs at Queen's Park in Toronto to highlight the issues threatening the Great Lakes and communities that rely on them. Huron Kinloss Mayor Mitch Twilon, who chairs the group, says the health and economic prosperity of Ontarians depends on the Great Lakes systems. Police have increased their presence in a Kitchener, Ontario neighborhood as they continue to search for clues following the death of a 60-year-old man who was found with an arrow in his chest outside a home. Waterloo Regional Police say they were called to the neighborhood around 7 a.m. Monday morning, where they found Michael Gibbon lying on the ground. They say paramedics took him to the hospital, where he later passed away from his injuries. Investigators say they're working around the clock, canvassing the neighborhood, and have set up a command post as part of their investigation. Police Chief Brian Larkin says the community is fearful and is pleading with the public for information. U.S. investigators are launching a search for the data recorder from a cargo ship that sank off the Bahamas in Hurricane Joaquin. The El Faro is thought to be resting under 4,500 meters of water. The U.S. Coast Guard is continuing to search for any of the 33 crew members who may have survived. So far, they have only found just one body in a survival suit. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been awarded to three scientists for their work on DNA repair. American scientist Paul Muldridge, Turkish-American Aziz Sankar, and Thomas Lindell of Sweden are being recognized for research as they've been using for their development of new cancer treatments. Lindell says their findings could lead to even more breakthroughs in the future.
In the somewhat longer run, we can provide better treatment and better drugs because we have to understand how DNA is damaged.
The Nobel announcement continues with literature tomorrow, the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday, and the Economics Award on Monday. That's QNET News on 91X 1206. Sports is next.
Remember when cottages looked cottagey? Now your cottage looks more like a house. You even rent it out. But do you have all the right insurance? I'm Bruce Mackey of Mackey Insurance. Cottages today need more complex coverage. Review your policy with someone who's familiar with this countryside. Someone who understands cottage insurance. Visit Mackey Insurance. We're locally owned and we'll make sure your country house, I mean cottage, is covered. 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville.
Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
In sports, with the Blue Jays having clinched the AL East crown, we took the streets in Belleville to ask people about their expectations.
I think they'll, depending on who they play first round, which might be anyone in the wild card, they might get past first round. Second round, they might have a bit of trouble going through.
Oh, I think they'll make it to the World Series.
I hope so.
I could see them getting far. A miracle is always a possibility. But I have confidence in how far they'll go this year.
The Jays open up at home against Texas on October 8th. The Trenton Golden Hawks are preparing for their game this Friday against the Toronto Junior Canadians. They are currently first in the Canadian and Ontario Junior Hockey Leagues with 11 straight wins to start the season. At home, the Loyalist Lancers men's rugby team suffered a major loss against the Trent Excalibur. The final score was 86-17 for Trent in Peterborough. In women's rugby, Loyalists managed to tie the Algonquin Thunder 20-20. The next game for both Loyalist rugby squads is October 17th in a home field doubleheader. The women's team will kick it off at 1 p.m. on the main field, while the men's team play at 3 p.m. in the upper field. The Mike Babcock era officially begins in Toronto tonight as the puck drops on the NHL regular season. The Maple Leafs will host the Montreal Canadiens at the Air Canada Centre. Montreal has its sights on contending for the Stanley Cup after three straight playoff appearances. Toronto hopes to reach the postseason after missing out last season. There are three other games on the NHL opening night, though. In Calgary, the Flames begin their season with a game against the Vancouver Canucks. Vancouver will be looking for some revenge after losing to the Flames in the first round of the playoffs last season. Chicago will also host the Rangers, and San Jose visits Los Angeles. It'll be Houston versus the defending American League champion Kansas City Royals in the American League Divisional Series. Dallas Keuchel pitched six stellar innings of three-hit ball as the Astros blanked the New York Yankees 3-0 in the AL wildcard game last night. Former Blue Jay Colley Ramsis hit a solo homer for Houston. NBA preseason continues tonight with five games. The Cavaliers are in Cincinnati hosting Atlanta. Orlando plays the Heat in Louisville, Kentucky. Andrew Wiggins and the Timberwolves welcome Oklahoma City. Houston is home to Dallas, and Phoenix entertains Sacramento. The Toronto Blue Jays have another day off before hosting Texas to open their American League Divisional Series. Meanwhile, the latest issue of Sports Illustrated today featured several Jays stars and manager John Gibbons on the cover. Some, however, consider being on the magazine cover a jinx. Cleveland, Seattle, Kansas City, and Washington were featured on SI's baseball season preview issue, and only the Royals made it to the postseason. An impressive catch by Chad Owens led to an impressive victory for the Toronto Argonauts. Owens made a one-handed catch in the end zone with 25 seconds left to play to give Toronto a 38-35 win over Ottawa. Trevor Harris passed for five touchdowns and 397 yards as the Argos improved to 8-5, tying Hamilton for the divisional lead. Send us your teams or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, mainly cloudy with 30% chances of showers with a high of 17. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of plus 2 and with frost warning in effect. Thursday, mainly sunny with increased clouds late in the afternoon and a high of 14. It's 12:10 and 16 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm SC Shepherd. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.